Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Leighton Beard, a very, very good morning to you. Just help us through the spokesperson for the Automobile Association. Help us navigate this.
Well, I wish I could, but I mean, the story's just getting more bizarre as the days carry on. Last week, Friday, the Department of Transport released a government gazette, and in that government gazette there was a fee structure for RTMC services. And one of the lines in that said that online bookings would now cost 250 rand. And it basically said to perform an online booking would be charged at a rate of 250 rand. And the government gazette, sadly, was extremely vague and poorly worded. It wasn't a great document. And the Department of Transport, the minister, and the RTMC have since come out and said, no, but hang on a second, that's inclusive of your card fee. Well, that's not included in the government gazette. And the only logical conclusion one can draw based on all the other material in that government gazette is that it's going to cost you 250 rand to make an online booking in addition to paying for the actual credit card the credit card license that you get at the end of the day. So it's certainly very concerning to the AA, and in our view, this is a shakedown of motors. That's the bottom line for us.
It's just incredible, and it probably doesn't even mean that we're going to get greater efficiency.
Well, it certainly won't, and I think one of the things that we noted was that, you know, the minister spoke a couple of weeks ago about some interventions that the Department of Transport and the RTMC were going to be making in terms of improving the efficiencies at driving license testing centres. And some of those provisions would need to be gazetted, like extended working hours, the ability of optometrists to file eye tests electronically, electronic payments, the introduction of new systems. And so these things would need to be gazetted as well. And sadly, that hasn't been gazetted, but the new fee structure for the RTMC has been gazetted. And again, it just brings us back to this thing that we believe that all of this is geared towards revenue generation instead of actually helping the public of South Africa renew these documents, which should be a very simple, efficient process, but as we all know now, is actually mired in chaos.
Just incredible, because unless South Africans are keeping a very close watch for different ways government is trying to almost extort money from them, it's something we'll just get past, and before we know it, we're paying more and more for either the same or for less.
Well, exactly, and I think that this could have been softened to an extent, although I think the outrage would still have been there. But had the services that were offered on a level that people were comfortable with, in other words, people could make bookings easily, people could go into centres easily, the process didn't take longer than an hour, all the systems worked, if the fee structure had come out and said this is what it's going to cost to make an online booking, but everything else was working perfectly, I think people would have been very upset by that increase, but it may have softened it a little. Yet here we are in a situation where the system is broken, people struggle. We hear reports every day of people who've been waiting months, not only to get bookings, but once they've actually paid and been there, waiting months for their cards to be delivered. They can't collect them because there's some issues with fingerprints or whatever the case may be. There are obviously isolated people who are saying, well, the service I got was fantastic. But percentage-wise, the vast majority of people struggle incredibly hard to get these documents renewed. And at the same time, the government is saying, well, you've got this problem, but we're going to increase the fees at the same time. And I think to an extent, it doesn't take into account the actual reality that people are facing, that the system really doesn't work in their favor.
What is the alternative to the current system?
There are many alternatives, Howard. And, you know, the AA has put a lot of things on the table. In fact, the minister mentioned a few, a lot of good intervention, you know, extending the working hours, making sure that the IT infrastructure is brought up to par. At the moment you go in, the native system is slow or unresponsive or completely offline. The eye testing machines are broken. The fingerprint machines are broken. One doesn't know whether you've got to pay with a credit card, a debit card, or cash. You know, there's all kinds of problems. There's very little clarity as to what people actually need in terms of getting these things done. And when they do get there, it's just you're faced with a multitude of problems. And the minister has said, look, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this, we're going to start to root out corruption on a grander scale. And these are the types of things that we think are necessary, involving the private sector through online payments. Maybe one of the other things that can be considered is involving the private sector for people to collect their cards. So there's lots of things that are available that can be done. The RTMC has a surplus of 262 million rand in their 2020 budget. One would imagine that they could utilize that money quite effectively to implement some of these things that we've spoken about.
Yeah. And is there any way to appeal this? Is there a way to try and reverse it?
Well, these are proposals. The government has given until the beginning of October for people to make submissions, and we certainly will be making those submissions, along with, hopefully, thousands of signatures that we gather through an online petition.
So, and you're launching this online petition, or has it been launched?
We're launching it. We've technically launched it, but the webpage has taken some time to develop. We're getting that up this morning.
All right, good. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. It's just unfathomable. Does the AA have a voice in, I mean, I know that you obviously represent hundreds of thousands of motorists or across the country, maybe even more, but do you have a voice when it comes to talking to government? Do they listen to these types of organizations?
It's a very difficult question to answer. I would like to imagine in a perfect world that our concerns are considered. We make submissions on a raft of issues. Obviously, you know, when it comes to things like ARTO or drunk driving legislation or road safety, we keep a very close eye on that legislation and give our 2 cents worth whenever we can. We're very busy in that regard, and certainly we rely on our members to help, you know, fund these types of things. So our membership is incredibly important to us, because through the membership, we are able to perform these, what we think, very important tasks, on behalf of not only the motoring public, but all road users, and that includes pedestrians. Do we have a voice? We have had opportunity to meet with officials. We have had opportunity to meet with government and with the minister. The last time we met with the minister was in 2019, where we expressed our severe concerns around the issues of e-tolls. And we put on the table what we thought needed to happen. And we're still waiting for an outcome on that. And that's almost 2-3 years later. So, you know, we engage as far as we possibly can. Whether it's taken seriously, that I think is a question for government, Howard.
Absolutely, and that's where we do need to leave it. Some messages. Bruce says the staff at license renewal centres are chosen for their ability to treat the public with contempt. And talking about Jacob Zuma earlier, Anton says Zuma does not believe that he has done anything wrong at all. Karen says he will not have any sleepless nights. Leighton Beard, thank you as always for chatting to us.